Once in a while, we are given the opportunity to hear from one another about what it's like for us to devote our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness to God through the church. And it's a gift that we get to hear those things. Today, we get to hear from Diane. Come share with us a little.
Way back at the turn of the century, I was asked to write a few words for a stewardship campaign sharing God's gifts. I wrote about the gift of presence, and I've been invited to share those words with you today. Sharing God's gifts, the gift of presence. Our presence can be a gift. When we pledge to support the church with our presence, we may think of it as more of a commitment, a requirement, but our presence can be a gift to others. We never really know the effect our presence has on others, but it is real. We may not even need to say a word for our presence to be felt by another. This phenomenon is often known among clergy as the ministry of presence. During my lifetime, I have been privileged to be in the presence of church folks whose lives gave testimony to their faith. Their presence, knowing them, was a gift that fostered faith development in others. When I was a teen, I came to know Mr. B, a father of three youth in my home church. Mr. B was a caring person who had a very warm, outgoing way of connecting with young people. He always had a smile and a kind word for each of us, even amidst a battle with cancer that claimed his life at age 42. Mr. B was beloved. Our church family was shocked and saddened when he died. Yet who could deny that we had been privileged to witness the power and the strength of his faith at a time of ultimate personal challenge? Back in the 70s, when dark clothing colors were the choice for funerals, Mrs. B told the young people of the church to wear only cheerful colors, nothing dark, to the funeral. At that time, it was a revolutionary idea. And yet, it was so fitting that we turned out in our Easter finery to honor a man who had touched us with his enthusiasm for life and his deep love of God. In such a way, we thanked God for the gift of Mr. B's life, for the strength of his quiet presence. He was not a church school teacher that I can remember. I cannot even tell you if he ever served on a committee. However, the way he lived his life and the courage with which he met his challenges was known and made a difference to those who had been graced by his presence. Our presence encourages each other. We become rooted in a community of faith. Some of us may have been called to this place seeking answers to life's questions. Then surprisingly, we may discover that somewhere along the path of interconnection, the answers once sought have become less important than our growing awareness that we can live with the questions and still remain faithful and able to call life precious. Our presence the sharing of our lives in even the simplest of ways is a gift that can touch others beyond measure. Untold times, I have been blessed by just such a gift, and for that, I am ever grateful. Thank you.